their life. So it happened. The Dow finally broke its 8-day win streak yesterday, slightly lower. And then today we had the PPI inflation data released. And it was a surprise, and the markets are reacting. So we'll take a look at this and also how this affects our position. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Today is May 14th, Tuesday, and in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And yeah, Mark, geez, the Dow, let's start there. An impressive 8-day win streak, and yesterday it came to an end.
It did, Marcus. We had this great win streak and a nice rally getting up towards record highs, but the win streak comes to an end, and we snapped the longest win streak since December, unfortunately.
Dong, dong, dong. But basically yesterday on unknown news, right? I mean, yesterday was just overall, if you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P yesterday, we saw it was just diddling along, slightly drifting lower, waiting for today's PPI data.
Yeah, and we knew going into this week that inflation data was going to be in the spotlight and a key driver. So today's PPI data, tomorrow's CPI data, and this morning we had that PPI number or two numbers come out, and it was a bit of a surprise.
It was a surprise, much higher than expected. Look at this. In the previous months, we saw that PPI was actually negative, and it was expected to come in higher. So the PPI and core PPI. Core PPI is less energy, and I don't know what else in PPI. I mean, it's food for CPI. Do you know what it is in PPI, or is it just less energy?
You know, you threw me off on that one, right. Because yes, you're right. It's food and energy with CPI.
Yeah, probably not here. Anyhow, coming in at 0.5%. So that's not good at all. And this is where initially the markets did what we expected them to do. Let's go to a 5-minute chart of the E-mini S&P. And here we are. And we see that initially, boom, I mean, markets are decisively lower on this reading, but then quickly recovering. Take a look at this, Mark.
Yeah, crazy move. I mean, in less than almost instantly, you had a 0.6% drop, and that's what you would expect, right? You have inflation data showing that inflation and prices are higher than expected, which means the Fed is unlikely to cut rates in theory quicker or sooner or keep them elevated. And in general, you would expect that the markets would drop and yields would go up. And that was the initial reaction. But then everything shifted back to what we had before.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. So I started looking into the PPI report and tried to figure out what happened there. So yes, it rose, but it seems that mainly because of services prices. So service prices boosted it, climbing 0.6%, and they're accounting for about 75% of the headline gain. And this is where, okay, so goods are kind of in line, and it was services price, and we already knew that, wages started increasing.
Yeah, that's a good point there. And we also know that the CPI number is typically the data that's closer watch, that investors are keeping more of an eye on. And so it almost also felt like traders were like, okay, let's now see what CPI says. Let's not get carried away. Let's not go crazy. Let's now wait for tomorrow's report, which could be a surprise too. We'll have to see.
Yeah, so tomorrow, the big one, the CPI, and not there. I wanted to go to the markup. So this is where, okay, also CPI expected to be basically pretty much the same like the previous months, but then core CPI, which is excluding food and energy, is supposed to move lower here, 0.3%. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, and today we also had Powell speaking, so we saw that. And it was interesting because he's saying a lot of the same thing, but he said that we need to be patient on inflation. He was speaking in Amsterdam at a bankers group, and he said, "We did not expect this to be a smooth road, but these inflation readings were higher than I think anybody expected." So what that has told us is that we'll need to be patient and let restrictive policy do its work. And it seemed like markets initially dropped on that and then started to rally again. So just some indecisiveness all around.
Yeah, because I mean, when he says, okay, it's higher than anybody expected, that's not good, right? I mean, everybody wants, okay, the Fed, you kind of know what you're doing, so you should expect this. But then when he says, okay, this kind of just means that we need to be patient and we have heard this over and over again.
Sure.
So again, no indication that the Fed is planning to raise rates, which is really good because there are some analysts who say, well, maybe the Fed should keep raising rates. Maybe it is not restrictive enough. But Powell kind of said, no, we do believe we're happy where we are, and we'll just keep it there for the foreseeable future.
And the future says, at
The
least
future.
based on Fed funds futures, two cuts still on the table.
Two cuts this year still on the table. And also, very interesting, this was 72% this morning. So, right now, it actually dropped a little bit. So, as you can see, okay, no rate cut in July, but it's starting to creep up a little bit, which surprises me.
That is a surprise, especially based on the data. If I would have made a prediction after looking at that report, and again, CPI data is more significant. There's also more data coming out, right? So this is just one report for April, but I would have guessed that we would have shifted more towards one cut with Fed funds futures, and instead we're still at two. So basically, nothing changed there. And like you just saw, and even maybe a cut sooner based on Fed funds futures, which is really odd.
Yeah. All right. We have also a little bit of earnings. So this week we do have retailers reporting earnings. We have Home Depot that reported earnings, and then we have Walmart and Deere. Home Depot reporting earnings this morning. The first initial reaction was negative. Let's see what Home Depot does here right now. It's catching up. It's moving higher,
Welcome back.
but it was basically 5 quarters in a row where they said, well, we missed our revenue.
Yeah, they had an earnings beat, but missed on revenue. They did, however, restate or reaffirm their full year guidance. So it seems like investors thought this might be a buy the dip opportunity.
Yeah. All right. But we have to talk about GameStop. We haven't talked about GameStop since when? 2021. But
Well, I
now.
did yesterday. You weren't doing it was so it seemed like we had Meme Monday, but it's carried over to Tuesday.
It has carried over to Tuesday. So yesterday already an impressive jump higher. Let's see where we were yesterday. I mean, ending up 75%. This morning, tacking on another 75%. And just like this, GameStop moved from what, $17.50 to $53.
Look at that. And the carryover continued just like it did back in the day. AMC on the move as well.
AMC on the move as well. And for AMC, this could actually help save the company because look at this. AMC completes a $250 million stock sale during the rally yesterday. And this is where, okay, now they do have some money. So it might be a little bit more sustainable for AMC. We'll see. But also, very interesting here for GameStop. GameStop short sellers lost almost $1 billion yesterday. And this is before this massive move. Another 75% happens today.
Look at that. Look at that. And a couple of other memes on the move as well, Marcus. So it's not just those two. There you go. Hertz moving.
Yeah. SPWR, SunPower Corporation, also up this morning, 90%. So this was also, let's go to a weekly chart. But I do believe that they, look at this, participated in the meme craziness. So yeah, I mean, it's spreading. So I don't know, meme stocks 2.0?
Could be. How long will it last?
Could be. How long will it last? Well, don't step in front of a freight train. Yeah, I mean, if you see something like this, like, all right, that's kind of crazy. I mean, this is a very significant move. And again, this is where, yes, we know that premiums are very high for the wheel strategy, but not really anything that we would be interested in trading. Just nodding.
Totally.
So for those of you who are just seeing the audio or listening to the audio, Mark is nodding. All right. Let's talk about
my head rattle.
So WTF, we did have an exit this morning. So Dash exited this morning and just around our entry price.
Yeah. Dash exiting, and I'm ready to move on from that one, follow the plan, and looking for more opportunities with the strategy.
Yeah, with the markets moving higher, no new opportunities. We do have Airbnb still, and Airbnb this morning opened higher, pulling back a little bit right now, just below our entry price. You see our entry price at 147.75, right now trading at 147.47. So, I mean, just a few cents below. So Airbnb, make another move, fill this gap, and then we are ready to let this one go.
Yep, that's the plan.
All right. And then we have COP, ConocoPhillips. And yeah, at first it was moving higher, but also this morning we see it's moving a little bit lower. Right now, not quite at our stop loss, but trading $4 around our entry. So that's what, like around 3% or something like this. So COP, ready to make a move here. Come on, buddy.
Double bottom, ready to rally? Maybe.
Double bottom.
Yeah, we got a little dividend. A little dividend helping out.
Yeah, that definitely helps out. Because the dividend payment, it was a pretty generous dividend payment, I believe. 58 cents, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's not as much as I thought it would be. I think it was $1.60 in UPS. And that's one of the other trades. But hey. All right, so we'll see what happens here. So far, so good. Well, Analyzer, we only have two positions left in our portfolio. We were looking for opportunities this morning, but with the markets drifting higher, not really anything. However, CSIQ making another move this morning, up as high as 6% right now, still up 3.4%. I'll take this. So it seems that after the earnings report, and there was this this reaction at first, seems that right now CSIQ decides to move higher. Please do.
Love it.
All right. And then UPS. Come on, UPS. You can do better. I mean, look at
UPS.
This morning, UPS was rallying all the way up to 153.42, pulling back a little bit right now. But come on, UPS, just keep moving higher here because I have my cost basis at 157.50, and I would love to be able to sell some calls against this one.
Yeah, I loved yesterday's rally, and today it looked like just a beautiful continuation. So a little bit disappointed in my friend UPS here, but I've not given up on him yet.
No, come on, little buddy. I mean, you can do. We have shown it this morning. So not quite sure what caused the reversal, but it's kind of in line with what we see overall in the market here right now. I mean, what the S&P doing is right now, waiting for the CPI data tomorrow. that will be very revealing, and also probably have as an effect on the probabilities that we saw here of when the Fed will probably start lowering interest rates.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before we look at the S&P and where we are, you got another trader joke for us, Mark?
I do. Yesterday I was bad with my dad joke, and so I have to come strong with another trader joke, and I think I have one. I think I have one.
Go for it.
So a technical analyst and a fundamental analyst are hanging out cooking in the kitchen, and one of them accidentally knocks a knife off of the counter, and it lands in the fundamental analyst's foot. Now, the fundamental analyst screams at the technical analyst and says, "Hey, why didn't you catch that?" And the technical analyst says, "You know I don't catch falling knives." And then the technical analyst said, "But hey, why didn't you move your foot?" And the fundamental analyst said, "I didn't think it could go that low." Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay, that's a good one. I like this one. Okay. So I don't have trader jokes. I just have dad jokes for you. See, the other day I asked Debbie if I'm the only one she has been with, and she said, "Yes, all the others were nines and tens."
That's gonna be a tough one. It'll be interesting to see the responses if the trader theme takes the lead, or if you being humble takes the lead.
All right, vote in the comments below. Let me know which one you like better, and because we have a friendly competition going on here. And with that said, look at this: the S&P 500 markets in general just shaking it off. The higher than expected PPI data. We see that the NASDAQ is up 0.5%. We see the S&P is up 0.2%. And the Dow is up again today, trying to add on to this impressive 8-day win streak that came to an end yesterday. But we are trading right now almost a day's high. So what do you expect for the remainder of the day?
You know, I don't think we're going to go crazy here, but I do think we're going to finish positive. Can we take out this high? Maybe. But I don't think we're going to see much follow through after that.
No. And we see that the overall rally here has stalled a little bit. And in all three indices, we're less than 1% away from making new all-time highs. So less than 1% away could mean that it could happen tomorrow if the CPI data comes in line with expectations or even better. However, if it is worse than expected, then we might see the index dropping down again, probably a couple of percent. I mean, not tomorrow, but over the next few days, so by the end of the week. So we'll see what happens. You definitely want to tune in tomorrow, because we will cover what the CPI does, what it says, and how the markets are reacting. And until then, have a great rest of your day, and vote for our jokes. So who won today? Anyhow, okay, we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.